Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Thank you, beloved, for joining me today. It's a beautiful day in the Lord. Maybe not in the world, but it's a beautiful day in the Lord. And I do thank you for joining me. We have been looking these last several days at that's the title of the message, Our Christmas Gifts to the Lord. And I was submitting and suggesting to you that the characteristics and qualities of the gifts that the wise men offered to the Christ child are attributes and characteristics of the traits that are found in the life of every believer. We looked at gold, and that, of course, is throughout the ages has been precious. It has been valuable. It is fusible, malleable, able to be formed and shaped. Doesn't that speak to us as the Lord spoke to Israel? Be not, don't you know you're clay in my hand? He wants to form and shape us after the image of Jesus. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And also, we have looked at frankincense, and as we went over the various qualities of frankincense, we found that it was a fragrant vegetable gum resin imported into Palestine from Arabia. It was very bitter tasting, it was brittle, but it was used for sacrificial incense. It was called frankincense. Incense, because when it was burned, it burned easily and it gave forth a very sweet odor. And so we understand from the various scriptures I've shared, and there's certainly more in the Bible, that frankincense symbolizes our prayer and praise to the Lord. Now, today, we're going to look at the third gift that scripture mentions that was given to the Christ child by the wise men. And that third gift was myrrh. And I would suggest that it symbolizes or represents our anointed acts of service. First of all, what was it? Well, it was a substance. It was a general term for fragrant gums or resins from various trees and shrubs, most frequently the rock rose and ladanum. It was used in perfumes as well as medicines. It was sharp but sweet, and it had a pleasant smell but a bitter taste, and it was regarded very highly by ancient peoples. Now, as I was spending time developing this message, I found five specific uses of myrrh referred to in Scripture. The first use of myrrh that I'd like to share with you is found in the book of Exodus, and it was used in the anointing oil. It was one of the ingredients used in the oil of holy ointment, I'm quoting. And let me just share that with you. I want to start reading at verse 23. Let me start at 22. Moreover, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil and hin. These were all measurements. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary, and it shall be a holy anointing oil. Praise God. So it was specifically, the composition was very specific in terms of the instruction the Lord gave to Moses. And I would suggest to you, as we go throughout Scripture, you can see anointing oil. Even in the New Testament, what does it say? Anoint, if any sick among you, anoint them with oil. It is representative of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, what can we say about the anointing that comes from the Lord? Well, it is from God. 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, "Now," this is Paul speaking, "now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us," in other words, we're part of the body that he's assembled together, "he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God." Very clear, it comes from the Lord. And also the wonderful thing about it, it abides in and with the saints of God. 1 John, the second chapter, verse 27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him," that's the Lord, "abideth in you." It remains in us. And the wonderful thing about that anointing, that direction which God gives, it leads and guides us into all truth. 1 John 2 says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." Why? Because that's the Holy Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of truth, and he is our comforter. He is our counselor. He performs all the duties, the responsibilities of, if you will, that Jesus would do if he were physically here. But remember Jesus, he said, it's very needful for you that I go, because if I don't ascend to my Father, the Holy Spirit's not going to be sent. But he's just like me. So, beloved, it behooves us to respect and honor the Holy Spirit, that he's carrying on the ministry of the Father, of Jesus. They are united in one mind and one will, and he is doing a perfecting work, a sanctifying work in the saints of God. Praise the Lord. And so, let us look a little bit further. For those who have the anointing, another wonderful promise is that God promises, he declares that he will deliver. Psalm 20:6 says, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed." He, the Lord, will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And Psalm 39:20 says, "I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him." Remember, the prophet Samuel literally placed anointing oil on him, but it also represented spiritually. "With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him." We can claim this for ourselves, because this David was, I believe, a New Testament representation of the believer. Remember, he established the tabernacle of David. He took the very presence, the Ark of God, and there was continual worship around the clock, and the priests would, you know, basically, and I'm all Gibeon, the sacrifices, the blood sacrifices were still being carried on. But David represents, if you will, a New Testament believer who's able boldly to come before the throne of grace to offer the incense of prayer and praise. Hallelujah. It goes on to say in Psalm 39:20, "The enemy," you can claim this, "shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate them." If you're taking notes, you might want to write this down, Psalm 39:20. Goodness, if that was true under the old covenant, how much more will God fight for those he loves, the New Testament believer? And beloved, we're all one family. those whom the Lord delivered when Jesus descended into hell and led captivity captive. There's only one family, those in heaven, the saints of all ages, our loved ones, and those who are presently alive on this earth. We're one family. There's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And so, we see that it was used in the anointing oil, and also, secondly, we may have time for me to just get into it on this broadcast, it was an ingredient used for ceremonial cleansing. We have been washed from our sins. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light, as He, Jesus, is in the light, He is the light of the world, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." Another powerful passage in John 1:9. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus. If we confess our sins, beloved, we have to confess them. We have to acknowledge them. Even as believers, we're not perfect. We will sin. He says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. God has a plan for each one of us, and He knows. He knows the infirmities of flesh. But the point is, we if we live in the Spirit, we should walk in the Spirit, and we have to claim His help, the help of the Holy Spirit, to enable us to lead a victorious Christian life. He doesn't fall short. He is able. Our issue is sometimes we neglect to call on Him for the grace that we need in the time of temptation. Well, beloved, my time's just flown, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to listen tomorrow. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, even though I know it's a busy time of year, please take the effort, the time to write out. You don't have to be lengthy, what they are. And I promise I will take your request to the Lord in prayer. I will pray personally for you. And if you share your mailing address, should you email, I will send back whatever blessing, whatever words, whatever scripture, whatever gifts of the Spirit, whatever God wants to do to minister to your heart, I will obey and be faithful to send it to you. I love you. Thank God for your prayers, dear ones, my UCM partners, my radio family. I do pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.